We'd like to acknowledge that we are working on the land of the Awabakal Nation, pay our respects to the elders, past and present. We also want to acknowledge God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yama, good evening. Hello, everyone. Good evening to Newcastle and the surrounding districts, to the Awabakal people, Warramai, Gotdarkinjung, Baraba, Wanarua, and wherever you're listening tonight. This is Miriam for Life. I'm Auntie Donna. Great to have your company. Tonight we'll hear two marvellous testimonies from the 40 stories. And one is Uncle Bruce Walker from Bundjalung, and also Auntie Sandra from Elko Island. Well, our first song, let's start with Living Waters, and of course Uncle Bruce was in that group. This first song is, you know, one day I'm gonna sing around the throne with Mama.
I'm gonna sing around the throne one day with Mama. We're gonna pray. Sing around the throne with her someday. Mama used to tell me about a man who died long ago. She said his name was Jesus and he came from above. That it opened the blind man's eyes. I'm so glad that Mama spoke of him. I'm gonna sing around the throne one day with Mama. We're gonna pray. Sing around the throne with her someday. She said, son, don't ever run from the Lord if he passed away.
Cassette came out in the very early 1990s, that's Living Waters, and one of the guitarists was Audley Hickling. And so last weekend we had Pastor Alf and Irene Green in Newcastle and visiting various churches. They were very impressed. The non-Aboriginal people were so friendly and they absolutely loved it, so I know they'll be back. Audley was Auntie Irene's brother. I didn't know that. So That was the Living Waters group. We'll hear another song from Uncle Bruce Walker later on after his testimony. Well, can you believe it's the last week in October? Where did that month go? I hope that you're travelling okay. We've had some really warm days and some thunderstorms. But we pray that tonight your hearts will be warmed by the beautiful music and testimonies here at Rema.
You're listening to Miramar for Life. God bless you all.
Shout out to all the lovely children listening. Auntie Donna sends her love and lots of hugs, and trust you're enjoying school, the last term, and, you know, we get exams, but I know you'll be fine because you're very attentive students. Well, I want to play a song because later on in the testimony from Uncle Bruce Walker, he talks about a song that they used to always sing in Sunday school. It's a song called Father Abraham Had Many Sons, and maybe you know it, but we used to sing this in Sunday school. So just for all our little Jarjums listening and out there at Cardiff and around the Newcastle area, this is Father Abraham. Song is Narabura Fera Yamana Yala Yala, and this is from the Sapphires. And children, this song's about when Moses took the people and they got to the Red Sea, and then God just opened up the Red Sea and they just walked right through onto the Promised Land.
Wamraka Moses Yan Yan Wala Wala Yapuna Yapuj Ngaura bura fera yumana yala. Ngaura bura fera yumana yala yala. Ngaura bura fera yumana yala yala. Ngaura bura fera yumana. Bura fera yumana. Bura fera yumana yala yala. Yenduk peku Jesu, brau bukana yumana, ngaura bura fera yumana yala. Ngaura bura fera yumana yala yala. Ngaura bura fera yumana yala yala. Ngaura bura fera yumana, bura fera yumana. Bura fera yumana ya la ya la. Nara bura fera yumana ya la ya la. Nara bura fera yumana ya la ya la. Nara bura fera yumana. Bura fera yumana. Bura fera yumana ya la ya.
I do want to just say a quick apology to Jamie Sagas, because last week when I did the tribute to Auntie Claire, I forgot to mention your name, Jamie, and I should know it because you're the same age as my sons. I'm so sorry, Bob. The funeral was through the week and people could see it on Zoom, which is so great for those who can't travel far distances anymore, and a beautiful service. And then we'll have a memorial service in Newcastle for Auntie Claire Sagas Bates. Sorry about that, Jamie. Well, we'll have two local singers now. We've got Pastor Ray Smith, and then we'll also have Jaden McBride from Toronto. So let's welcome them up to the microphone.
I stood in the courtroom. The judge turned my way. Looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense. But that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Come to the stand, God-saving grace. The blood was presented, that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. I stood there and wondered, how could this be? Someone so guilty has just been set free. My chains were broken. I felt born again. The moment the mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Come to the stand, God-saving grace. The blood was presented, the covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. Forgiven when mercy walked in.
We want to say hello to all the Awabakal, Warramai, Wanarua, Barabar, Darkinjong, and Bedapai people listening in today. This is Mirama for Life.
She's my precious baby. She's my precious girl. She means more than anything, anything in this world. I wanna thank you, Jesus, for blessing me with this gift. She's my precious baby, more precious than me. She has a smile that lights up my heart. She gives me fulfillment. I I've never felt before. She's given me love higher than the sky. She's my precious baby, more precious than me. Remember, Daddy loves you till the end of our time. When they lay my head to rest, be on my mind. She is my little baby, she is my little girl. She means more than anything, anything in this world. Precious baby, she's my precious girl. She means more than anything, anything in this world. I wanna thank you, Jesus, for blessing me with this gift. She's my precious baby, more precious. She's my precious baby, more precious than me. She's my precious baby, more precious than me.
That was Jaden McBride with More Precious Than Me. Trust you're going really well there, Jaden. Big shout out to some lovely people that I spoke to at the Rima Gala. Thank you to Catherine. She's a high school teacher, and Catherine's been listening for many years. Thank you, Catherine. So lovely to meet you and put a name to the face. Big shout out to Hilton at Berry Park. Lovely to meet you. And also to Kevin at Singleton, been involved with Kairos Inside for the Men. Thank you so much, Kevin. And Piana, lovely to meet you. And big shout out to Tom and Chris Ashman. I used to sit and listen to them in Rima's early days. So lovely to see you both again. And also David Badcock. Thank you so much, David, for supporting and listening to Miramar for Life. So great. Let's have a listen to this wonderful testimony of Uncle Brucey Walker. And yes, of course, he has passed, but we just want to honour him. What a beautiful man of God, and loved how he preached. So on the day they were recording, 40 Stories was recording Pastor Alf and Irene Green, and they're in a park, and then when he'd finished, Uncle Alf saw Uncle Bruce walking past. I said, "You've got to interview this man. You've got to get Uncle Bruce's testimony, because he was Uncle Alf's mentor and his greatest inspiration." So let's listen to this beautiful testimony of Pastor Bruce Walker from Bundjalung.
Hello, I am Bruce Walker of the Bundjalung tribe. I was born at a place called Turtle Point, our old reserve, back in the 1940s. I grew up there before we went to the along the riverbank, chasing our wildlife, food, living off fish, turtles, whatever it may be. Then we moved over to a place to where we live now, the new reserve, Tabulum Village. We was under manager's control. Had to be very strict at the time. Not like the freedom we got today, but at the time growing up, and we had to be subject. But through it all, I believe God had his hands upon me. I remember going to school on a horse. We used to ride on a horse, 3 Ks. My uncle was there, an elder, Eric Walker with his name. Opened the gate for me, and I still remember these words as plain as though they happened only yesterday. He said, Gala Babara, Nyarlela Ngani. He said, there's somebody watching you at all times. It could have been from that time, something within me happened spiritually. Something, God deposited something in my life. As I was riding along, there's a big tree on the road. I pulled up and I looked up into that tree. I was looking up into the heavens. And I said, hey, if you're there, come reveal yourself to me. I want to know you more. But little did I knew the plan of God. Growing up, I always thought about the Lord. I never drank. I never smoked in my life. God didn't allow me going down that track. Becoming a teenager, pretty swift on my feet. For the 1956 Olympic Games, the manager came. He asked my mom for permission to take me to train me for that 1956 Olympic Games in Melbourne. My mom said, no, I don't want you to go. 100 meters, I would race against the great Jesse O. But God had put me in another race. He's put me in this other race that I can run. Run to be a messenger for him. At the age of 15, I give my heart to the Lord. In our little church at Tabulum, where God was moving mightily amongst the elders. And I gave my heart to Jesus there. Found a beautiful girlfriend. 12th of March, 1960, that's when we get married. God gave us 6 beautiful boys, 2 daughters. I lost count of my grandsons. Last I counted was 22. My great-grandies ran about 26. So I'm a bit like Father Abraham. Got many sons. And then when my dad passed away, I was elected as a pastor to the church. 40 years I've been a pastor in the little village called Tabulum. Father Abraham have many sons, and I feel that I've many sons and daughters in those 40 years. My wife has been called home. We had a wonderful time, loving one another, caring for one another. All I can say, God is so good. There's got to be a change across this land of Australia. If we stay in God's ordinance, we'll have all the blessing and all the beautiful thing what God offers us. God is so good. And that's what I like to say to people. He's so loving, he's so kind. He'll help in the time of trouble. He's always there. You know, if this nation would only turn back to God, and if it don't change, we're going to face disaster. if everybody, if we don't change, the politician don't change, we're going to change back, loving one another and caring for each other. What he's put down within the word for us. Love the Lord with all our heart. He will look after it, this great land of ours. If the people only come back to God, God is calling this nation back to repentance. He loves everybody, no matter who it is. Because the word says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If we turn back to our first love towards God, God will restore this old land of Australia. You'll see things that you never seen grow before will grow in this great land. Family will be saved. Everybody will be living in harmony. You know, they'll be rejoicing. They'll be singing, shouting, praising the Lord all over the place if this nation will only turn back to God. You know what he promises? He said he will take away every sickness, every disease. It'll be heaven on earth if we can only just turn back to God. Heavenly Father, you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not of. And we cry unto you today, our God, our Father, our Daddy, hear our humble prayer. Our cry today for this nation, for the Parliament, Lord. We ask you to speak to them, that this nation will turn back to you, to the Lord. We ask you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will move upon this great land of ours, Australia. Lord, from the south to the east, from the north to the west. Lord, the people will come and turn back to you. They will surrender back unto you, saying, what must I do to be saved? Lord, we can show them nowhere else but tell them to come to the cross where you bled and died for our sin. Who's ever listening? I ask you, individual, to speak to them. Lord, we just ask you now to have your way. As they turn back to you, you promise you're going to bless this land. You said, when you pray, say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread, and forgive my trespasses, as I forgive those who trespass against me. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me. Deliver Australia out of the hand of the enemy, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
To follow him, men with authority and forceful ability, who know how to speak and be heard. He chose me. I could not say no when He said follow me and use me as fisher of men. And from now on, and from now on, I will not look back on the things left behind. He chose me to follow Him.
Hear that testimony from Uncle Bruce Walker, and what a godly man. And I met his beautiful wife Philomena, and what a lovely couple, a godly couple. And I love those words that he said, I want to know you more, Lord, more of you. And as he said, you know, he was a good runner, and he could have gone to the States as a runner, but his mum said no. But he said, you know, God had put him into another race to run with the message of God. It's so wonderful. Well, there's only one way to live, and that's to stay in the blessing. Let's listen to Robin Green from her special edition album, and we can change this land.
This land, the sound of many voices singing praises. I hear the sound of marching feet that's moving, moving together.
Chapter 1, verse 3, it says, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. I know that over my life I have heard that preached by some of the greatest preachers. A powerful verse. Well, my word for today is contend. We must contend for our faith, for our church, for our family, for our nation, and contend for justice. And it all starts with prayer. This weekend, we're at the Let It Flow Justice Conference down in Canberra with Common Grace and Gershon and the team. And I know that it's going to be marvelous and just change, you know, just one of those pivotal moments in your life and you're changed forever. Then on Monday, we're going to Parliament House and we're going to go in and sit. And also, Auntie Jill Jessop has given us a box of gum leaves that have been painted painted by the Elders Art Group, and so we're going to present the politicians with those gum leaves, and it's just a beautiful ministry. They're painted, and you know, it all came about by Jill's daughter Jody, who's a social worker, and suggested that we could paint some leaves and leave them in forensic when people come for a viewing, and then they could take some leaves if they like and keep it as a bookmark. Then we had them in ICU and for the brothers if they attempted suicide. So what a ministry. And it's all nature, it's leaves, and also when you're in ICU, something very light that you can hold. So thank you to our elders for that beautiful ministry. I met young Peter. He's a cultural teacher up there at Maruk. Just a young man on fire for God. So lovely to meet you, Peter. And he's come from Top End, living down here, working with Maruk and there with Brother Andrew Smith. Shout out to Andrew and all the team doing a wonderful job at Maruk. Well, Macquarie Life, the pastor, beautiful. Mindy had asked a few people to come and, you know, they want to build, to extend at the back of the church in a building and to help more people. And so they dug down and wanted to ask a few Aboriginal people to come and stand and just pray over the land. And it was such an honour, and it's a ceremony. And Peter did a beautiful smoking ceremony and shared so much of culture. Just love every word he had to say. And so just wanted to share that we stood there and very aware it was sacred ground. And it's a land that the church has inherited, and they're stewards of a large church. They do give back to the local community every week. And as we stood there, I was aware the Holy Spirit hovering over the new dig. And there were some great words spoken over the project by the pastor and the faithful believers, the stewards, the prayer partners, and two Indigenous representatives. So imagine clearing the land, cleansing, praying for God's Jesus' blood to cover any trauma that had been inflicted on this land. We pray for God's grace and blessing covering. Pray for the forgiveness of anything that happened there amidst years ago, decades ago, centuries ago. And we pray for the strength to build, to amplify God's voice over Macquarie Hills. So we thank the people for their vision. And I get that word, you know, push. We've got to push through the kingdom. We're to do what God's called us to do. We must understand our assignment. God is working in you and giving you the desire and the power to do it. For the new building, it will be a place of hope, of people listening to pain, a place of belonging, a place of solutions and salvation. There'll be counseling, leading people in forgiveness and healing and starting over. It's a tangible evidence of reconciliation and justice, ultimately building social capital. I remember Spurgeon, he wrote in the Checkbook of Faith that we're to draw upon that account. So we ask for the hand of favour upon the landlord and the hand of provision. And God bless all the workers and all the prayer warriors. An exciting time. Well, we've had two godly testimonies tonight. How beautiful, Uncle Bruce Walker. And now we have Auntie Sandra Wanga, and Auntie's from Elko Island.
I've been hurt. Hard time. You are a hard time. Jesus was there helping me, strengthening me. If you are hurt, God is with you. So you can help other people. My name is Sandra Wangal. I come from Elko Island, Kalawitku Elko Island. and I can still remember my father. But I grew up with my uncles. Not really interested in school, you know? But not really thinking about the future. Just growing up, had fun with that family, and then went to Matula, just living off the land. Simple life. We used to go to Sunday school, you know, during the mission time. And I had that little treasure inside of me. But busy with family, didn't thought of it. When we was living at Tarawar, family fellowship, every evening, because all the old people were teaching us and helping how to be strong. That's how I got living for Jesus, but it was just on the surface. But the turning point for me was when I was living at Tarawar. I had a dream. The whole world was going to be flooded. People are asking God for help. And a couple of days later, Yurajil called me. Miwangar, can you come to the translation? I want somebody to help me. When I went down, I saw that poster right on the front door. Psalm 121, Jambarpuyngu language. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I remembered about that dream I had at Tarawar. And from that time, I'm working now at the Bible Translation Center.
I first met Wangar in 1994. God had been calling her to work in the translation centre with the Bible translation team. By 2008, when we were part of a team of 8 people, we were able to see the New Testament dedicated in this community at Gullywinkle.
Mary Skidmu told us to give thank you to every department who helped us, especially Bible Society. I made my first presentation. I got interest about media.
And Wangar said at the end of that, you know what I'd really like to do? There's very many different ways that we can share God's word, and I want to work on those many different ways. Together we started responding to people's needs.
For Sunday school, youth night, for kids club.
Wangar was showing exceptional aptitude in her media interests, learning all about computers and PowerPoint presentations and movie makers.
Different ways, especially telling stories about Bible stories. At the same time, teach them about Jesus, to go more deeper so you can be more closer to him, in deeper way of life. In 2013, I went for media studies at Nungalinya College. Different ways of looking Jesus. You can see clearly God's hand in all creation, how big God is. I got start wondering how I'm gonna teach when I go back. I used to help all the other students. Then Warwick asked me to come back for teaching media assistant.
But I do see that her confidence in the media work has grown so that she can be helping community when she's back here.
25 years now at the Translation Centre with Margaret.
We've talked about, well, who is it that's asking for help and who is it that needs Bible studies?
When I went to Millingenby to take that presentation about God's nature,
she took all her equipment, her data projector, her computers, and set it all up there in the park. And she had everyone absolutely full with their attention.
I saw a lot of people, especially old people, crying. Maybe it touched their heart, you know. Simple scripture in use, Jambar Puyngul language.
Then I saw it down here in the community when we went down beach camp. The screen up on the front wall of the house, it reached out to not just one household, but many households.
They want me to go back there, Millingenby and Rammangini.
The right timing and God's will. Where that might take her in the future, only God knows.
In my heart, yeah, I want to go out that way, bush. Maybe make a big trip and visit other community, because old people, you know, old people dying. You have to teach your young people, help them how to live, how to see Jesus with their own life, you know, everyday, daily life. Yeah. They can sing, they can pray, not really following. If you are good educated here, in your mind, but not in your heart, you are nothing. That's how I see people. And if I see young people, strong heart and faith in Christ, teach them to draw closer to God, or to know Jesus more. And teach them how to help other people with the resource at the Bible Translation Center. That's hoping in the future.
I'll always be with you.
Jesus is like a friend, but really deeper friend. No matter how bad you are, Jesus is there. Be there always. Even if you're away from the family, Jesus is there. And you know Jesus is there with them. And you can feel comfort, peace here and there with your family. Wherever we go, we have big trouble, this kind of problem, Jesus is there. And we can be also like that to help comfort other people and bring them closer to myself and to God. I hope all the young people know their future right now. Come together, can learn more about Jesus, so they can help their people, their tribe, be able to bring them closer to God. That's what I'm looking for, ka aim, yeah, with the help of the Holy Spirit now.
Well, do you have that treasure living inside of you? The Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says, draw close to God and He will draw close to you. Wonderful hearing about that work with the team with the language translation. God bless you, Auntie Sandra and Margaret Miller.
Take all my possessions, all the things that men hold dear, all the precious gifts that this old world can hold. But this love I found at Calvary far exceeds my fondest dreams. It's a love that can't be bought by this world's gold. Then you ask me why I love Him, why I choose choose to walk his way. Why I find his service sweeter every day. It's the only life worth living. He has made our world complete. Oh, that's what Jesus means to me. Then each night around sundown, my little girl climbs on my knee. When the clouds of gloom and doubt would hover low, then she whispers,
"Mommy, I really love you."
All my doubts just seem so small. Has made our home a heaven here below. Oh, then you ask me why I love him and why I choose to walk his way, why I find his service sweeter every day. It's the only life worth living. He has made our home complete. Oh, that's what Jesus means to me.
Well, God bless you this week, all of our wonderful listeners out there, and realize God is releasing you into new authority and enlargement of territory. Thank you to Peter Barlow for production. Join me next week for Miramar for Life. God bless.